This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go. It's Hour 3, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Could Zeke be going low enough that the Cowboys could bring him back? Let's talk about it. General at your service. There's Brian Broaddus, the former Cowboy Scout, NFL executive. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup Master Control. Eric Chiafalo is here. Carter Freeman is coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. We have Rangers baseball on the TV. They are scoreless here in the fifth inning, I believe, over there with the Indians right now.
Be the Guardians?
There you go. Yes, the Guardians. My bad on that one.
No, they are. They are scoreless. Andrew Heaney's just kind of navigating, gets in a little trouble, gives up a hit, gives up another hit, then kind of finds his way around it, and it's looked pretty good here as we go through it, get to the top of the fifth.
Getting some good work today. Wouldn't it at least be fun to have Zeke back in the mix while you go through this rebuild? You know, I don't know how much they want to spend. I don't know what Zeke's looking to get. Last year it was clear he wanted to get paid, and Belichick wanted him so bad that he did eventually get paid for that 1 year. But if that deal doesn't happen, he might not have played last year. And, you know, it was 3.5 yards per attempt, 3.8 the year before when Pollard was getting like 4.5. So, you know how we feel about him as a player, but I do feel like if you want to add a veteran back, he might make a lot of sense as long as you are going to draft a young guy, you know, who could be more of an every down player. I think Zeke could be more like short yardage, and it's cool to have him here. I don't have big hopes for 2024, so I'm trying to get through of it with as much entertainment and familiar faces as possible.
Well,
Brian,
the thing about it is, you could bring Zeke in and pair him with one of these other backs.
Yeah,
and that would be fine. You know, I mean,
not Deuce Vaughn or Dowdle or Lipke.
No, the thing that Zeke is really good at is catches the ball well. He's good on blitz pickup. You kind of know what you're going to get down on the goal line or in the short yardage situations. So, yeah, he would be a pretty good complimentary piece to maybe a back that has some explosiveness to his game. And I think that's where, to me, I would be interested if the fact that they did bring Zeke back, because I kind of feel like that he does enough things that other backs don't do. I'm going to give you an example. There's a guy named Marshawn Lloyd as a running back for USC, and he's in this draft this year. And you talk about a guy that, you know, he's only 5'9", he's 220 pounds, he's explosive, he catches the ball well, he runs hard, he can finish anywhere on the field. You pair Zeke with somebody like that that's an explosive player, I don't think that's a bad combination to go with.
We do need short yardage running, we need red zone scoring. I think Zeke could still do a little of that, you know, as long as you're just asking short yardage, and the goal isn't more than about 4 yards down the field. I think Zeke's like toughness and his shiftiness in the hole there could have some value for the right price. I'm just trying to come up with like what's the best way to spend what I think is going to be under $3 million, and I do expect them to spend maybe as close to zero as possible for the rest of free agency. I have another interesting wrinkle on this story coming up, Chief. But what do you think, just in a vacuum, the idea of Zeke back with this football team?
I mean, I would be. I've moved on. I don't necessarily need that anymore. You're paying him. You still got like $6 million of dead money owed to Zeke on the books for this year. So I'd like to see something a little bit different. I think you're right. If you did have him, it's just for I need a yard. I need 2 yards. That's what he's got.
Yeah, so we can't run the quarterback all year in these sneaks.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not a good idea. So
what do you pay for a guy like that? New England paid him $3 million last year. you know, how low is Zeke willing to go? He's made plenty of money in his career. He doesn't need to do this anymore. So how much
to play with your buddies?
Right. Yeah. How much? I don't know. Yeah. How much do you still want to do it? For me, this is much like I believe it happened with New England last year. This is right before the season. We feel like we need a guy who can give us a yard at a time. And so we'll pay the veteran minimum for it if you're down.
I love it. 903 just says Zeke. 817, bolster the line, draft a late round back. Yeah, I'd like middle rounds myself. I do think not all runners out of college are the same, so I do want a guy who has great speed and production and size. Just give me those three things, and we'll work with it.
Yeah, try and find a way to get it back in that second or third round.
Yeah,
that's where I would go with this with this particular draft.
Okay, so I jump over here to Blog and the Boys. They're running an interesting poll that made me think of something we talked about a couple of weeks back, but I do think this story requires an update. Does the lack of initial free agent activity push you against a Dak Prescott extension, at least for now, right? Just for now. We're talking about doing a contract before we get to next February, March. And they write, the Cowboys missed out on the initial wave of free agency, which begs the question, what is the point of saving money now? Why would the Cowboys, if they're not going to really go for it, this is exciting. Why not just use this year to eat a huge portion of what's remaining on Dak Prescott's contract? Instead of kicking the can, instead of doing an extension, he's going to play at a $60 million. That way, it doesn't hurt 2025, 2026. We're going to stop adding voidable years and money into those voidable years, and we're going to prepare for, you know, to be in a place years down the road where we'll be like, hey, aren't you glad we did that? We have options now with Dak. We could actually move on if we want to. Or at the bare minimum, we use 2024 to get rid of all the salary cap hit that we've been delaying. You know, we signed a four-year deal. We spent the first 3 years delaying it. Then we got to the last one, and we had to take a stand and say, hey, we're going to burn it now. And if you look at the Cowboys and what they've done so far in free agency, which has let a ton of guys walk, you know, totally different from what they've done in the past. I mean, Biotish for $10 million, that's something the Cowboys do a couple of years ago. Hanging on to a Tyron Smith who still played at an all-pro level for under market value, that's something they would do unless they're rebuilding. And if you are rebuilding, then I think we should be rooting for them to leave the Dak contract alone, not sign anybody, and use this year to blow that cap hit out almost in its entirety. I think there will still be about $25 or $30 million left year next year, but it could go a long way to getting you back to cap flexibility, would be my point.
I mean, I think this is exactly what I would want to have happen. This is the one way you can get through the offseason and feel like, okay, this is you know, we're not for sure going to marry ourselves to this situation moving forward. This isn't going to be a long-term deal now. At least you keep that open until this time next year, and then you see what happens. But I think if you get to the start of the season and there's no Dak deal done, then it's like, okay, is one going to get done? You don't usually see that kind of stuff happen during the season. And then all of a sudden, Dak will be like, hey, I can't be tagged. I'd like to see what I can get out there on the open market. And then you go do what Kirk Cousins just did. Mm-hmm. So, but I think ultimately, unless you're just in love with the idea of Dak still being here, this is exactly what you want as a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, right now you have $36 million that's going to be dead next year. And the concept would be, do you want to add 23 and a half to that?
No.
Or do you just want to eat that this year? And if you're not going to go for the Super Bowl, which they're making that plainly obvious, you know, just get enough cap space by restructuring a smaller contract to sign your draft class, sign some budget free agents, and call it good. I think that's probably the best case scenario from this point forward.
Yeah,
for sure. For sure. If you were really going to be all in and trying to swing for the fences, then you would say, all right, we'll continue to push some of this stuff out because we really want to go hard in the paint this year. But that's clearly not the case. So what are you clearing? Why are you pushing money away from this year, putting it into next year when this year you're not? What are you doing with that money? You've proven you're not doing much of anything with it.
Yeah, yeah, and they still have $11 million of dead space for 2026. So that 36 number I just quoted, you actually have to add 11 before you're free and clear from that after the 2026 season. So 3 years of cap hits remaining. I think they might be looking at it like we just can't make it worse at this point, you know?
Yeah.
And we need to use one of these years. And you know, that's kind of been my point all along. Pick which year you want to do this in and then use the 2 or 3 years before that for your all-in push, right? You don't want to get to this point like, oh, well, I guess it's time to rinse the palate. without of having actually really, really gone for it. And, you know, that's, I think, my biggest disappointment. And Jerry Jones said at the end of Tony Romo's career, the biggest disappointment of his career is he never got him a Super Bowl. He just did the same thing with Dak. He just sat here really for 8 years having a team capable of getting there. And each and every year you sat at the trade deadline and said, it's okay, we can't stop the run. You never could throughout Dak's entire first 8 years of his career. You could never really stop the run. And only a couple of times could you really run the football yourself. Maybe just 2016 as far as being able to run it at a championship level, if you ask me. Okay, how do you guys feel about free ice cream?
Come on, man.
Yeah, I know you're a big fan.
It's my favorite kind of ice cream.
That and free beer. I don't know which I like more. Free ice cream or free beer?
Free beer.
Free beer, because thank God for places like Brahms, I can go get my ice cream deliciously on the cheap.
Yeah. And free beer, you know, we're going to knock about 12 or 15 of these back. So that is...
I could eat a whole gallon of ice cream.
That's 40 bucks.
Yeah.
That's 40, 50 bucks.
Not if you hang out at the spring training games. Yeah. By the way, thanks to Tolos helping us out that one day.
So clutch, dude.
Oh, you guys are the best.
$100 of beer money.
Yeah.
Got us a good 3 or 4 beers at Surprise Stadium.
It did. It got us 3 beers each, right?
How'd they get it to you?
They were tall boys.
Did they ask you in DMs for your number?
They found me on Venmo. The first person just Venmoed it to me, and then I thanked them, and then somebody else was like, dude, what's your Venmo? I want to send more money for Broadus to be hammered, because people like to hear that.
That is pretty awesome, dude. I'm so glad that Tolos are finding our Venmos.
I know, dude.
It's like the YouTube Super Chat.
Yes, exactly.
I said something you liked. You sent me 10 bucks.
Cha-ching.
That's hilarious.
We need to work that out here, man.
972 says run block win rate. I love that, you know. And I love the idea that maybe the Cowboys are going to blow out cap space and decide to try to build a running game. Like, step one of this is, hey, let's blow out cap space this year, not restructure Dak, not extend Dak, draft a tackle, draft a center, get a runner, and see what that does, you know, and we'll reevaluate. But I genuinely believe if you look back on 2011, 12, and 13, that's exactly where this organization sees itself now. And that time around, they did draft Tyron. They drafted Zach. They missed on Claiborne. They come back and get Zach Martin, though. So if they do the same thing now, the reason they did that year was Tony Romo is getting older, and as he moves into his 30s, we're going to have to give him a better offensive line and better running game. So if that strategy holds with Dak, how awesome would it be if you start to rebuild your offensive line this year, next year you actually miss the playoffs because you're not spending any money on free agency, you let about a half dozen players go, and then you're sitting in the top half to maybe take another offensive lineman. You know, you could get a guard, get a center, get a tackle, and really rebuild what this team was from 14 through about 16 until Travis Frederick's Guillain-Barré syndrome got a little bad on him. But anyway.
Hey, you nailed that, by the way. That pronunciation has kicked my ass for the last 5 years.
Man,
you just steamrolled right through that thing.
It was a tough one for him.
And you didn't even plan, but that wasn't on the show bingo card.
No, sir.
Guillain-Barré was not.
No, I just freestyled that one. Free ice cream cone season is here, though. That's why I brought that up.
I was wondering. I was like, wait, you're not just going to tease us. Don't bogart all the free ice cream.
March 19th, customers at DQ. That's what I like about Texas.
Can you get the dip cone, or is it just the straight without the dip?
We'll be able to get a free small DQ soft serve vanilla cone with the iconic curl at the top, participating restaurants.
That's a good curl.
Haven't heard anything about the dip so far,
I would
Brian.
Pay a little extra for the dip.
Texans know spring has arrived when they feel the warmth of the sun. Blue bonnets begin to appear, and free cone day has arrived at DQ restaurants. I never knew about this tradition, but I do now. Dairy Queen is coining it treat season and asking customers to post pictures with the hashtag free cone day.
I'd like to go on record and say that the free soft serve ice cream at the Chinese buffet, a nice touch.
It's one of my favorite things to look forward to. Plate after plate after plate,
exactly.
I know the finish line is that ice cream bar.
And then you look over there and you kind of see it in the corner and you know it's just waiting for you.
You get the mix, right? You get the little half and half, get the vanilla the chocolate, swirl that thing up.
I just usually go with the vanilla one.
Okay.
Usually just the vanilla one.
Once you get to about 60 years old, everything just becomes vanilla, right?
You're not
taking any chances.
I don't want to take any chances. I don't even want to try and mix them up. I'm like Wolchuk when it comes to making waffles.
Yeah.
At a hotel.
Oh, really?
You get a little nervous by the whole, oh, wait, am I doing this right? Am I holding people up? That kind of thing.
Especially when your dentures are out, you know, makes it tough. Eat that solid food. Were you telling me that earlier?
What, no. Dentures?
Yeah.
What have you taken over for that guy over there?
I was just trying to pick up his cue. I thought it was funny. I liked where you were headed with that.
My man, when we were having fun in the press box today, yeah, you know, he just started making stuff up.
Yeah, it was great.
And I was like agreeing to it.
I know.
Like,
I was like, appreciative. Yeah, what did I say? Hey, what happened? We got off the segment and I looked you dead balls in the eyes and I said, thank you for playing along with that lie.
Yeah.
Man, you're so agreeable when you're hammered. Remember when you gave me your payoff immunity at the parade?
I was like, cha-ching.
Hey, it doesn't matter. Payoff immunity, free gas, whatever you need for me, I'm all about that.
DQ is also offering a St. Patrick's Day treat, the Mint Brownie Blizzard.
Boom.
Hello.
That's, to me, better than the dip cone. The mint blizzard.
The chunks of brownie inside that?
Yes.
That's going to be pretty outstanding.
I'd give a couple extra bucks if it was put in even a bigger cup.
So this is a St. Patty's Day bit?
Yeah.
So on St. Patty's Day, just go to Dairy Queen.
Hey,
like, that's what we need to know.
Is there a Dairy Queen around here?
And the first day of spring for the dipped cone.
First day
of spring dip cone, St. Patty's Day brownie blizzard.
Well, is there a Dairy Queen around here that I could get some of these and bring them in? I mean, is there a close one around here? 30. Lucius, is there a Dairy Queen around here that you know about at all?
Yeah, I have no idea, man.
I guess I could look that
up. Googles.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
I'm not going to turn my location on my phone, so you got to do it on yours.
Yeah, I'll do it.
I'm sneaky like that.
30 in Broadway.
Sneaky link.
Hey, dude. Yeah.
Where is he?
He cracked the code over there.
I'd like to, yeah. There's nothing wrong. Maybe bring in a steak finger basket or two.
Oh, my gosh.
Hunger
yes,
Buster.
Bro.
You ever had a Hunger Buster?
I don't think so. I like DQ for dessert myself.
Just a dessert.
Oh, would you eat from time to time?
Question,
you go to DQ, you bust that hunger.
Would you eat the mint thing that if I brought it?
Oh yeah.
Would you? Wait, you're on Lent. I got to do this after Lent, right?
Yeah, that's right. I got to wait till April at this point.
Yeah. Okay.
April 1st, though. I mean, Lent came a little early this year. You know, I feel like it saved you, right? I mean, with the way
I don't know. It
seems
like
a long
month for him. It started February 12th,
and
it's going to the end of the month.
Yeah.
Sometimes it starts after my birthday, which is the 18th, and ends like on the 25th.
Oh, okay.
I think I got like an extra 10 days of Lent this year.
I thought like Easter was early this year.
You need to dry out. That would help.
No, maybe Easter is early. I don't know. I think it might be like the last day, though. I think that Sunday falls.
Yeah, March 31st, Easter Sunday.
We got to run, Nation. When we come back, it is time now for Wolchuk's Top 10 at 420. Where are you taking that today, Chief?
All right, we got a Tyson versus Paul fight update, and we celebrate National Johnny Appleseed Day with the top 10 most famous Johns of all time. That's next here in the Nation.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.